Do you know what time it is? It's supernatural story time. And if you're easily scared, and even if you're not, there's only one thing left to do. Just turn off the lights, because these are stories that you listen to only in the dark. Stories to Make You Shiver, Volume 2, Story Number 1. Scariest moment of my life happened while my friend and I were camping in eastern Canada as teenagers. We decided to sleep in this abandoned camper we found deep in a large forest that was near our town. It had been there so long that small trees had grown around it. We'd stumbled across it when we were exploring a few months back and thought it would be cool, and brave, to sleep there for a night. So one weekend we did it. We arrived after dark because we had gotten lost trying to find the camper. We had a really low-power flashlight, so it made it even more difficult. Once we finally found it, we opened the rusty door and stepped in. The sounds inside the camper were shrill and echoey. There were typical camper things strewn about. Cups, empty cans, swollen pulp fiction novels. Already tired, we holed up in one end of the camper where the bed area had originally been before the cushions had rotted away to almost nothing. A long hallway stretched the length of the camper, so we could basically see from end to end. It was a miserable night. There were several rats living in there. I saw them staring at us from a chewed out part of the ceiling. When the wind blew outside, the camper would shriek and groan. We even thought we heard a bear outside too, walking around. Still, we feigned bravery and acted like we were having a good time, but we were on edge. At some point, I woke up from an uncomfortable sleep. I sat up to adjust myself and I noticed some movement out of the corner of my eye. At the other end of the camper, there was a small window, and as I looked at it, I saw a man's silhouette. He was clearly staring straight at me from the outside. At first, I thought maybe it was a weird shape of a tree or something, but when I moved a bit to get a better look, the person clearly reacted and then froze. My heart was pumping, and I woke up my friend immediately saying, "Someone is here," over and over and over in a whisper, not taking my eyes off his profile. He woke up immediately and I nodded towards the window. He saw him too. We whispered frantically about who it could be and why he was staring at us. And for the next 10 minutes, no joke, we stared him down. The longer we stared at him, the more frightened we got. Occasionally he would move, but always keeping his eyes locked on us. Eventually, I shouted at him, "Hey!" No reaction. My friend was braver than me and decided to shine the flashlight at him. As soon as he did, we realized our horrible mistake. It wasn't a window at all on the other side of the camper. It was a mirror. We had been staring down ourselves from the very start. Completely idiotic. Still, it was the most fearful, relieving, and funny moment of my life that I'll never forget. Closest to paranormal I've ever been and ever hope to be. Story number 2. I didn't know that's what it was called until much later. I'm talking about a shadow person. I think I saw one once. I was living in a house in Laguna Beach that had been there since the 1920s. In its history, it had been a speakeasy, a brothel, and a house for smuggling illegal immigrants. One day, my new wife and I were having an argument. I can't even recall what it was about. She walked down the block to get a cup of coffee and cool off, and I was alone in the house. The way the place was built was incredibly haphazard. There was a bedroom and living room in one side, then a bathroom with two entrances. On the other side of the bathroom was a hallway that had windows in one side and two bedrooms on the other side. From my bedroom, I could look across the hall into the bathroom, then through the bathroom and down the other hall. I was standing at my dresser, and I just noticed movement out of the corner of my eye and looked down there. There was, and honest to God, this gives me goosebumps just typing it, thinking about it. That was 17 years ago. It was a black figure. It was maybe 3 feet tall, and it was only vaguely humanoid. It looked like black scribbles, like someone had scribbled a human shape, but the scribbles moved, like electricity arcing. That's the best way to describe it. There was no sound that I could remember. I distinctly remember when I saw it, I wasn't afraid, just like, what the? Then it noticed me looking at it. I can't say it turned around. It just focused on me, I guess. Then I was scared. I didn't move, didn't scream, nothing. I was just frozen because it was effing coming at me. It rushed down the hall towards me. I have no idea what it intended, but as soon as it entered the bathroom, the door closest to me just slammed shut on it. Then I screamed. I yelled for my wife. She wasn't home. I went outside into the daylight and didn't go back in until she got home about 10 minutes later. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe I saw something supernatural, but I know I saw something. I don't know what it was, even till this day. Story number 3. I attended the same university for my bachelor's and my PhD. There was a lovely woman by the name of Jennifer, who was my reading in the content area instructor. The guys all swooned over her. She was gorgeous, and I loved her because she read us The Giver out loud. She was an awesome instructor and was doing her PhD in literacy. Fast forward a few years, and Jen had moved to South Carolina to teach literacy. I'm now in my PhD program and in the same grad student office she used to work in with other literacy people that were her colleagues. And then we get the news that she was murdered by her boyfriend. Everyone was devastated. It was a huge blow to the department, as she was genuinely loved by everyone who knew her. So, a few days after her funeral, her body was brought home. I'm in the office suite at school very early in the morning when nobody else was around. The grad students had a fishbowl office, 10 of us with group desks within a larger office suite that was locked and had light motion sensors. I'm walking in and pass a locked door with windows, and I see a woman with short, dark hair walk the other way inside, which was weird because the lights didn't flicker on when she moved. So I walked around the corner to the door with a key code and let myself in. I walk inside and head to where I saw her. The lights flicker on when they sense me. Nobody is there. It's just me and an entire suite of empty offices. I swear to God it was her. Perhaps saying goodbye to a place she spent so many years at and where she had so many friends. It spooked the hell out of me, but made me sad as well. Next story. I grew up in the Arctic. In the town I lived in, as long as it was a clear night, it was an extremely normal occurrence to see all sorts of strange lights move across the sky. Keep in mind, the winter is long in the Arctic, which means longer amounts of time being spent under the stars. It's quite beautiful as long as you don't mind the cold so much. Sometimes I would drive a snowmobile a few kilometers out of town, shut it down, and just lay down on the snow, looking up at the majesty of it all. The only thing disturbing the silence being the occasional breeze. The northern lights are also a common occurrence. Doesn't happen every day, but often enough that they start getting ignored after a while, as long as they aren't too spectacular anyway. On one night, without asking my parents, it was their snowmobile, I decided to go on one of my midnight drives out of town. I drove a few kilometers over the hills to find a spot devoid of light pollution from town, shut off the machine, and settled in to a good spot to look up and be retrospective. It wasn't all that interesting a scene. A few satellites passing here and there, some relatively boring activity affecting the magnetic field, etc. And then I started noticing a clicking noise. At first I thought it was the sound of the snow machine cooling down as engine expands and contracts a lot in the cold. But the source of the sound definitely wasn't coming from that direction. My next thought was there must be an animal nearby, in which case I need to get out of there fast. You don't really want to mess with a wild animal. But the clicking is far too regular for an animal to produce it. It was fairly mechanical sounding. And again, the source of the sound isn't coming from anywhere around me laterally. It was coming from up. So naturally, I look up, determined to ascertain the origin of the strange noise. I see what I always see. Stars, northern lights, a lazy satellite crossing the sky, all normal stuff. But before I dismiss it altogether and begin heading home, I noticed something strange in the aurora borealis. There were three rather strong points of light. I ignored them at first, thinking they were oddly symmetrical stars, but this proved false. They were definitely getting brighter. I kept staring in morbid fascination as they grew stronger and stronger, yet still only remaining single points in the sky. All the while, the clicking noise is getting louder and louder and more pronounced, almost like someone started with tapping a pen on a desk to clacking billiard balls together inside my head. Then it stops. The lights are gone, the clicking is not heard, and aside from being a little stiff, cold, and rather petrified, I'm fine. So I jump back on the snowmobile thinking maybe I'm going crazy. The machine takes a little longer than usual to start up, and I'm beginning to worry, but soon it's running and I'm heading back to town. As I'm driving back, several plausible scenarios as to what occurred are running through my head. I'm thinking it could have been a helicopter from the mine or some strange northern light behavior, etc. Probably not that big a deal. I pull up to my house. Lights are all dark. Strange. It wasn't that late when I left. Open the outer doors quietly as possible. Remove the winter gear. Enter inner door. House is quiet. Really quiet. My parents are teachers and are usually up late, marking or watching TV. All I'm thinking is I have to get to bed without anyone noticing. Proves to be easy as I'm soon under my covers. I go to set my alarm for the next day. All of a sudden, everything makes sense. Engine hard to start, stiff, rather chilly, nobody up when I was gone, what felt like a relatively short period of time. It was almost 11 p.m. when I left, and now it was creeping up on 6 a.m. I stood staring at clicking lights for almost 7 hours. I never ended up sleeping that night, and I don't go on late night snow machine rides anymore. Talk about losing time. Next story. In my late teenage years, I came into some money after my father committed suicide and I received an inheritance from him. At the time of my dad's passing, he and my mom owned a cabin up in Oregon by Mount Bachelor. The cabin had been put up for sale since my mom could no longer afford the payments, and renting it out was not covering the payments either. The cabin was set to go on the market for sale in less than a month. It was in the process of finalizing all the paperwork with the realtor and lawyer, so for that month's time, the cabin was not going to be rented out any longer and was going to be vacant. I saw this as a chance to get away for a while and clear my head in light of all the things going on. I quit work, packed up my snowboarding gear, grabbed my dog, and headed up in my dad's car that he had wheeled to me to the cabin. Now, this is our family cabin that my parents rented out throughout the year when we were not using it. I had keys to the cabin and also the code for the alarms, so I did not feel the need to stop at the rental management company and advise them of my stay. This has nothing to do with the coming story, but felt the need to mention it anyway. My first 2 days at the cabin were normal, and nothing out of the usual happened. Spent my days playing with my dog in the snow, snowboarding, and the evenings playing PlayStation or listening to music, drinking and smoking out on the balcony. Had stocked up on food, cigarettes, and liquor, so I was pretty much a shut-in aside from the occasional out to hit the slopes. With my dog as company and DVDs / PlayStation as entertainment, I was quite content and started to feel relaxed after all the drama that had preceded my outing. The cabin itself was 2 stories. Bottom story had the living room and a side guest bedroom along with a small kitchen. Upstairs had another 2 rooms along with a walkout balcony attached to the master bedroom. Most of my time there was spent either in the living room, kitchen, or master bedroom. I never ventured into the other rooms and always kept the doors leading into them shut. Open doors to dark rooms always creeped me out. Anyhow, the 3rd day came around and I was going through my usual routine of playing with my dog. His name was Midnight, by the way, and he's also since passed. Playing games and watching DVDs. That day it was pretty heavy snowfall, so I did not feel like trekking down the hill to the main road in my car and decided to stay in. That's when things started getting a bit weird. In our area, there were only 2 other cabins adjacent to ours, maybe a block away from each other. All other cabins aside from these 2 were around 1 mile away from us. Surrounding us was almost forest and very tall pine trees. Tall. This is important later on. Both of these cabins were empty, and from the past couple of days, I knew there was no one currently staying there. Given enough background, I'm going in to jump into the weirdness. Around midday, while outside with my dog, I noticed what looks like footprints in the snow around the area surrounding our cabin. It was still snowing, so the footprints looked semi-fresh, like someone had been there in the last 20 or 30 minutes before me. I thought that maybe someone was staying in the cabin near me that I may not have noticed. Maybe they were shut-ins like me. All right, whatever. The prints led away from my cabin and they disappeared in the snow towards the denser part of the trees. Disregarded the footprints and went back inside. Nighttime came around and I decided to head to bed. My dog Midnight was laying on the bed with me when I noticed his ears perk up to a standstill listening position. This was followed by him quickly jumping off the bed and running downstairs to the living room. I lay in bed and stayed silent. I was kind of freaked out and could hear him moving around downstairs back and forth. After around 5 minutes, he ran back upstairs to me and started to do his doggy dance with a sign that he had to pee or that he wanted to go outside. Well, fine. I can't say no to him, so we both went downstairs to the outside driveway for him to do his thing. Only, he didn't want to pee. As soon as we were outside, he started to pull on his leash, trying to drag me to where he wanted to go. He kept looking into the dense part of the trees where the prints had been earlier, but he also kept sniffing the side of the house and looking up towards the roof. After he figured out that I was not going to go where he wanted, he sat himself down and just stared into the darkness. A bit unusual for him, but all right. So I pulled him back inside and we both headed back upstairs. Around half an hour later, I was lying in bed when I heard what sounded like hooves walking on my roof. It was only a series of around 6 steps, and I rationalized that it could be a pine cone falling from a tree onto the roof, or maybe a kind of hearted forest animal running around. But here's the thing. The steps seemed to be spaced apart like a man-length stride, so it was really freaking me out. Midnight also heard the noise and was quick to run to the balcony screen door, expecting for me to let him out. All right, you know what? I'm a tough guy, and at the time considered myself to be fairly well-built and strong enough to handle myself. So I grabbed my coat and shoes along with my cigarettes and flashlight and went out onto the balcony. All right, as soon as I'm outside, lighted my cigarette and started canvassing the roof with my light. Nothing there, and the snow on top was undisturbed. Weird. Must have been all in my head. What about Midnight hearing the noise? Maybe he was feeding off my fear paranoia? I started to calm down and relax again. By the way, I'm shaking just to think about it, and my heart is beating hard. My eyes started to adjust to the darkness and I kept smoking and I'm staring at the stars and the trees next to our cabin. And that's when I saw it. In a tree that was a little taller than our cabin and around 20 feet from the balcony, I saw what looked like a man crouched in a squatting position in between two branches. It was squatted on one branch and its arms were extended above it, its head holding onto the branch. Above it. F me. What is that? I wasn't sure if I was really seeing the thing and stood just staring and sat there motionless. I noticed Midnight stand up and start pacing behind me and lightly barking at the same time. The thing still did not move. I put my cigarette out and was debating on shining the light on the thing's direction, but something in my head kept screaming not to. So I walked backwards to the inside of the room and pulled Midnight with me. Once inside, I locked the door and shone the light in the thing's direction, but there was nothing there. I shut the curtain to the screen door and retreated back to the bed, but later on in the night, I heard light tapping at the screen door, like someone was tapping on the glass with their fingers. It was consistent and did not stop for nearly an hour. Midnight seemed to stare at the door, but he wouldn't go near it anymore. The weirdest part was that I had a feeling like someone was inviting me to open the door, but at the same time, I kept hearing my dad's voice in my head telling me to stay in bed and not do it. I listened to my dad's voice and just stayed there. Finally, I passed out and woke up in the morning and everything was normal. The rest of the week I spent was non-eventful and nothing else out of the ordinary happened. I totally admit that it could have been all in my head. A lot of stuff was going on at the time, so I was pretty effed up from all the drama. But in the end, I think that my dad was watching over me. Next story. I was in seventh grade and we just moved into a mill townhouse. One of the houses built close by a dam and textile mill that used to house the families of mill workers. The upstairs area always gave me an eerie feeling, but I shrugged it off as the discomfort of living in a new place. From the beginning, I had trouble sleeping and was jolted awake in the middle of the night repeatedly for no apparent reason. Then I started hearing the thumping. It started as occasional soft thumps, seemingly coming from the attic. I had my dad check it out to ease my mind, but he found no explanation. Fast forward a few weeks, the occasional knocking was becoming louder, and I continued to wake up in the middle of the night. One night, I was jolted awake again, but this time I heard a loud bang accompanied by the sound of breaking plastic. I looked into my window across the room, and the blinds had been completely torn and were in disarray. My door was closed, the windows were closed, and the house was locked up tight. I don't think I've ever run so fast in my life. I made it downstairs pretty quickly and the sound woke my parents, so they went upstairs to check it out. They found no cause or explanation. I slept on the couch downstairs until we moved shortly afterwards. An update to the original, my parents still live in a neighborhood not far from the house, and I've noticed that it never keeps an occupant for too long. Also, I never experienced anything similar until this year. I lived in an apartment with three other people, and on occasion, on which one of us has been home alone around 2 a.m., we've heard knocking sounds as if someone is at the door. In my roommate's experience, the knocking quit when she answered the front door. In my experience, the knocking stopped when I turned the lights on. Either way, it's pretty eerie. Next story. Me and some buddies were bored one night and decided to head out and poke around an abandoned mental hospital. The only way in was through the autopsy room. The rest of the place was pretty much sealed off. So we go in, me and another guy and two girls. As soon as we get into the autopsy room, one of the girls starts hyperventilating and crying. She said she just couldn't be there anymore. We tried everything we could to convince her everything was going to be fine. To no avail. She wanted to leave, and wanted to leave now. Disappointed, we decided we had to leave. The two girls were walking in front of us, one trying to comfort the other while me and the other dude walked a bit of a way behind. I don't know what brought me to look back. Morbid curiosity, maybe? But I did. Now, I'll admit it was dark, but the moon was out, so it wasn't pitch black. Still, I know what I saw. A window on the second floor, what looked just like a little girl in a white dress staring back at us. I looked for a good 10 seconds, stopped my buddy and had him look without taking my eyes off the thing, and asked him specifically, "Do you effing see that?" I thought I may have been seeing things, or maybe it was a trick of the light. But no, we both saw it and stared for a good 20 seconds after. I might have thought it was some kind of trick, but after 20 seconds or so, it moved. We got the F out of there, passing the girls and screaming at them to get in the car. Is it possible it could have been some other people there who happened to bring a girl who might have looked from a distance to be a lot younger than she was? Yeah. There were no other cars around, though, so whoever it was would have had to walk a pretty good distance to get there. It could have also been a homeless family that was using the place for warmth. Who knows? All I know is what I saw. It was a little girl in a white dress staring at us from the second-story window of an abandoned mental joint at 2 in the goddamn morning. Next story. So, a friend and I are at Sleepy Hollow Cemetery late one night when out of the blue I get a call from my mom and she starts screaming at me to stop messing around. And what you did is not funny. When I finally get her to stop yelling and I tell her that she is accusing me of something that's not possible because I'm several towns away in Sleepy Hollow, she goes completely silent. So my friend and I drive to my house to talk to my mom and stepfather about what has happened. Apparently, while I was out with my friend, someone was at my mom and stepdad's bedroom door and knocked extremely hard in my voice and said, "Mom, Ma, Ma," with a frustrated tone to it. My mom and stepdad were sleeping, so it took a few seconds to answer after they heard that first knock and the voice, and she answered, "What? Come in, what's wrong?" Then in my voice again, "Ma." and the door started violently shaking against the panel, but never opened, then suddenly stopped. My stepdad thought something was really wrong and that I was hurt, so he jumped up and opened the door, and no one was there. No one but us lived in the house, so they thought I was playing a joke on them, until my mom called me and I told her where I was. Still have no clue what happened or why this thing took my voice and why it was calling out my mom in such a frustrated voice. Now there's another story to this. This is a little background on my nephew. Ever since he was born and still to this day, he looks off into space and laughs and seems to follow someone or something around with his eyes and sort of interact with it. When he was born, his bassinet had a music box type thing on it that would go on with a switch. Only a switch would turn it on, but in the middle of the night, it would go on constantly. The switch would be turned on, but they'd never see it or hear it being switched on. But the only way it would stop would be to take the batteries out. Fast forward to today, he is 4 years old and was diagnosed with autism and has a speech delay. He can talk to a certain extent. He's gradually getting better with his speech. He's seeing a speech therapist and is in a special school to help him. So I don't know. Expand himself? So with that said, he doesn't say full words. So when he said what he did to my other nephew, his 19 years old brother, I absolutely turned white as a ghost who must have visited him. So my nephew Bobby was sitting in the living room eating dinner. He was home on break from work, and he was just watching TV and relaxing before going back to work. My younger nephew, Danny, was in his play area of the living room, just sitting quietly by himself, building like he normally does, when all of a sudden, as usual, he starts laughing hysterically and sort of babbling like he's responding to someone, stands up out of nowhere and walks over to my sister, who's cooking in the kitchen, and goes, "Hi, April." Mind you, he does not know my sister is April and never says it. Yes, he could have most certainly heard us and picked it up from there, but who told him to say it is what gives me goosebumps all over my body. My nephew Bobby got up and walked into the kitchen right after it happened and was just as surprised as my sister was and asked Danny, "Who told you to say that?" In a joking way, sort of teasing, and Danny goes, clear as day, "Grandpa John." Now, Grandpa John is our dad, and he's been dead since I was 12. I'm now 28, so you can do the math. He has never met my dad. We have no pictures of my dad anywhere, nor do we speak of him because he was a drug addict and eventually died of cancer. And yes, we made our peace with him, but he still isn't someone we talk about or had the fondest memories of, so we kind of just never talk about him, ever. So the fact that he said Grandpa John freaked them out immensely, not only because of how out of the blue it was, but because it happened to be my sister's birthday that day. So it was really freaky that he could refer to someone whom he had never met or even heard about. My dad lived in that house until he got sick and had to go to the hospital for advanced stage cancer, where he waited to die pretty much. So I can understand if his spirit is there. I live downstairs. Coincidence? Still, not sure if I believe, but it gets better. My sister goes to visit my grandma in the nursing home several times a week and always brings Danny when he's not in school. This grandmother is my dad's mom, so naturally she has a photo album with pictures, some of which are of my dad. Danny never took an interest in pictures or photo albums. He would act strange when he saw pictures of himself. We don't know why, but he just doesn't like pictures. But on this particular day, it was about a week after the Grandpa John says hi incident, picks up the photo album, starts flipping through it, points down to my father and goes, "Grandpa John," with a big grin on his face. My sister nearly pooped on herself. My grandmother was surprised he knew who my dad was, since she also never spoke of him. So that was the nail in the coffin for me about ghosts and such, and that they have to exist. I mean, how the hell did he know who Grandpa John was? Next story. I was in my dad's office at his old house around 1 in the morning. Let me give you the layout. Once you open a door to walk out of the office, you have a direct view of the hallway in front of you, and that connects to the stairs to the second floor. I was playing Halo CE online, and I heard a bouncing ball being thrown from the stairs, hitting each stair on the way down onto the top floor. It was unusual because I knew no one was upstairs at the time. My little brother was in the den area watching TV. My older brother was in the couch asleep, and my parents were in their bedroom asleep. I assume one of my brothers happened to go upstairs for some reason, and along the way they kicked the ball or something. So I just continued playing Halo. Well, I hear it again, but this time it bounces all the way down the hallway and hits the door, which was closed. I got mad because I didn't want my brothers to wake up my parents because I just didn't feel like hearing them yell. So I got up mad and flung the door open to tell them to knock that you know what off. Well, when I opened the door, I looked down the hallway and up the stairs. I noticed a small girl at the top of the stairs in a white formal dress. I stared for about 5 seconds and then the door opens and closes. I wanted to see if the said thing was still there, but I didn't want to open the door and realize it's standing right in front of the door or some of that stuff you see in the horror movies. So I grabbed my phone and called my little brother, hoping he was still awake and not dozed off watching TV. When he answered, I told him to come to the office to check out this sweet double headshot I got. So I hear his footsteps coming from the den. When he comes to the door, I just say, oh, never mind, and started walking towards the den really fast. I didn't tell anyone until the morning because it sounded made up. I've had plenty of paranormal witnesses from that house, my mom's old house and my dad's new house. This is one of those stories. Same house, I was asleep in my room on the second floor. This takes place about 2 weeks after the first incident. So after the second week, I just assumed what I saw was my imagination because of lack of sleep. So I was playing COD and online in my room. It was about 2 a.m. Older brother, he's at my mom's house, and my little brother had dozed off on my bed behind me. So the TV is set up so it's next to my door. So after about 2 hours of straight online gameplay, I hear footsteps coming up the stairs. I assumed it was my dad telling me to turn down my TV. But halfway through, I thought, why wouldn't he just call me on my phone and tell me instead of getting out of bed and coming all the way upstairs? So I just anticipated the door to open. I quit my current game I was playing and turned down the TV before he would even ask. I just said out loud, all right, it's turned down. I hear the footsteps stop. I don't hear any going back downstairs. I wanted to open the door to see if anything was standing on the stairs or something. I was just wondering, should I? I had music playing and the game was on the menu screen. I just stared at the door waiting for my dad to open it. It popped open a little. After a good 5 minutes of nothing, another 5 minutes of nothing, then the door just swings open very hard but stops at a halt before it hits the wall, so no noise is made. I got up, slid my brother's phone across the hallway into his room. I then called it and hid my phone. I woke my brother up to tell him his phone is ringing. He got up and asked what his phone is doing in the other room. I just say, I don't know, maybe he left it there. I ended up going to sleep for about 10 minutes later. Fast forward to the morning, my dad comes in the room to tell me he's leaving to work. If I need anything, to just call him. I ask him why did he open the door last night and leave. He said he never came upstairs. I just dismissed it mainly because I did not want to think about it. My dad headed downstairs and I heard him start his car and take off. He left my door open just a little. I felt pressure on the edge of the bed like if someone sat down. I thought it was my little brother about to play the Xbox or something and wanted to sit on the bed. The pressure was then gone like if someone had gotten up and the door just slammed shut really hard. I got up, pissed as hell, to tell my brother to cut this shit out. When I opened the door, I had a direct view downstairs through the hallway to my dad's office. I see the same little thing standing in front of the office door. I slowly closed the door, turned the TV on because for some reason I thought if you have sound in the room, ghosts just leave. I yelled for my brothers and he comes running downstairs thinking something happened. I just asked, where is my phone? He pointed it out and we went downstairs together. I told him what I saw and he just shrugged it off. But there's another story. Third story, fast forward 2 years. My dad's moved into a new three-story house downtown. Historical home in Texas that was one of the largest ranches at one point. First floor was the usual living room, kitchen, office, bathroom, like that. Second was my room, brother's room, bathroom, and my parents' room. Third floor was my dad's man cave, where he would smoke his bong and whatnot and watch movies and man cave things. I set up my Xbox in there because it had the biggest TV. So the layout of the third floor is like a room with the back part of the room leveled up so you can set up a couch up there. So when you watch a movie, the couch in front of the TV won't block the view. It had three small attics up there connected to the wall, two in the back and one to the left of the TV. So I loaded up Battlefield, and during the loading screen, you know, how it turns black and a little loading blue bar just shows in the screen at the bottom right. So I could see the reflection of everything behind me every time the loading screen would show up. So after one of the online matches, I was in the loading screen, popped up, and I saw a reflection off the TV to the back of the room, and one of the back attic doors had opened up a little along with a little squeak. I just got up and slowly closed the door and put a blanket on the bottom of the door so that it won't open up so easy. Another few minutes later, the loading screen comes on again and the other attic door pops open behind me. I was in, kind of weirded out, but I played because I really didn't want to know what was there. I was freaked out. Just to freak me out even more, I grabbed another blanket and did the same thing to this door. The only attic door left was the one to the left of the TV, which was in my view. After about 30 minutes or so, this one just flew open, making a loud ass bang. I saw a small figure standing in the back of the attic room. I just got up casually, put the controller down, walked down the stairs very calm and cool. Didn't look back. Once the door was in front of me to leave the third floor to the second floor, I became a Kenyan and just bolted the F out of the third floor, down the second floor, into the kitchen and outside the house, and played with my dog for a while. Number four story. This takes place at my mom's old house. One night, me and my brother stayed up watching Whammy Plus and Lingo on GSN. It was getting really late and we didn't want to go back to our room, so my brothers went and got blankets so they could sleep on the couch. Only having two couches, I was left to sleep on the floor. I went, grabbed a small floor mat to sleep on the floor with. About 1 hour in, my brothers fell asleep, leaving me watching TV by myself. I was pretty excited knowing that they were asleep, knowing I could sneak a peek at some late night adult movies on HBO. So I turned the volume down on the TV so they wouldn't hear anything. As I'm reaching for the remote, I see a reflection in the kitchen. I thought maybe my parents were watching TV and it was the light from the TV or something. I noticed my mom's room was closed, so then I came to the conclusion that it must have been a car parked outside on the side street with its headlights coming through the windows or something. The light turned into an orb and started floating closer to me in a swaying motion. It floated really slow. I froze up, unable to speak or move. I got goosebumps all over my body and my hair started standing up on my skin. It was a very unusual feeling. I could hear me making noises, trying to scream for my brothers to wake up. The orb got about 10 feet from me and made a shape into a man wearing a suit with a hat. I couldn't make out a face, but he did have a beard. He stood there in the dining room just staring at me. Went on for about 10 seconds. It felt like a lifetime. He just walked into my brother's room and I was able to move again. I just flipped my you-know-what, and this time I didn't make any quick excuse to wake someone up. I shook my brothers, telling them to wake the F up, and yelled for my mom. I told them what happened. My mom cleared things up, telling me that I had nothing to worry about. My great-grandpa had lived in the house before we moved in and had passed away in his sleep in my brother's room. I went out to see him about two more times, once in the doorway of my room and another time when I was leaving the kitchen. He was sitting in a chair in the dining room. And that's all my stories.